much easier to sit at 6 o'clock in the morning than it is at 7 o'clock at night. Tend to be a little sleepy this time of the day. Beautiful sunrise this morning. Fascinating color, just really beautiful. This time of the year, it's so dark. And all these lights that we illuminate December with, for me, they remind me to recognize Prajnaparamita, the perfection of wisdom, the light of our own nature. Sometimes Zen is referred to as the secret that's right in front of you. It's always right there. So these lights are reflecting to us. And if we let our light shine, the wisdom eye, the non-dual aspect of our existence, which is before, beyond all of our interpretations of what this world and this life is. Human beings, for the most part, understand they have a body, but they don't really know their minds. So letting your light shine, wisdom to be manifest, is understanding the nature of mind. You can't get it any other way. There's no other Buddha, just this mind. So as I drive down my neighborhood and I go past people's decorations, lights are twinkling at me. And I think about how all this stress and this dealing and coping with what we experience. And rather than identify with all that, you just let those lights remind you of your own light, of your own lamp that lights your way. Just let them be that rather than, some judgment about Christmas or waste of electricity or, whatever you want to play with in terms of your aggravations and frustrations around your life and project it on the lights. I don't care. Go ahead. But it's kind of a useless exercise from my point of view. If you're going to have something to do with your imagination and your mind, it might as well be something that sort of takes you into that aha moment rather than that moment. So, take a breath and just kind of like be reminded that you have this illuminated wisdom, which is your essential nature. You have it. You just have to stop fooling yourself so that you can just be who you are. One of the beauties of our practice is as we get better at being who we are and dealing with our lives, things kind of, they just kind of work a little better. It's like I find myself being able to be helpful without any sort of judgment about how helpful am I being? Is this what I should be doing? Blah, blah, blah. It's just sort of acting intuitively right from wisdom mind rather than acting from doubt and experience and judgment and, all these external duality things that we grasp onto as though they're real. Today, some poor guy in a little blue car ran over one of the last light poles in our neighborhood. Concrete pole, knocked it over, and drove out onto McIntosh Road and I guess ran into another car and parked on the side of the road. They weren't altogether there mentally. I don't know whether they maybe had a stroke or who knows what happened. Something happened and they lost it. The other aspect of this time of the year, where we're all so busy and so distracted. And I don't know if this is true or not, but it seems like more people die around this time of the year from so-called natural causes, or get sick, or have illnesses. Again, I'm just coming back to this idea of, being your natural, intuitive self. That's not engaged in all this drama, chaos that's in this so apparent darkness of December. And be those lights, like those Christmas lights, and just have that kind of guide you rather than this darkness and chaos that seems to be swirling around us and people's lives. They're nervous, they're excited, they're they're distracted. Ordinary, everyday lives, people don't understand their minds. They don't really understand what's happening for them. They're just acting out, really. They're just living the best they can. It's called deluded view. Zen is this secret that's right in front of your nose. If you just knew it was there. You don't have to call it Zen. I don't care what you call it, but it's just, if you just knew that you had something already that serves you and the rest of the world and the whole planet perfectly, there's nothing that needs to be added to it or taken away. And if you can rest in that while you're in the midst of all this chaos, then you can be a bodhisattva. You can be helpful in these. As these other beings are going through their chaos, if you're the calm one, if you're the clear one, people may not even see it. They probably don't see it that you're calm, because they're too busy being chaotic. But right action always comes from wisdom. Right action doesn't come from thinking you're doing the right action. Right action is actually spontaneous and instant correct action when you're not caught up in the deluded views of life. You can act quickly and correctly and do what needs to be done. I used to be really afraid of and have a lot of anxiety around family, taking care of people. I always worked for myself. So let's suppose it was a decorative painting job. No, I'm, pretty good artist and not bad at what I do. I would have all this anxiety about the job before I got there. And it would control me and really keep me in this heightened state of anxiety. And it was almost like, can I really do it? Do I have what it takes? Do I have enough? Do I know enough? Have I done the right things? Have I mixed the right colors? Have I done this? Have I done that? Is that right? Is this right? Where it's all right if you are shining from the light of wisdom, Prajnaparamita, there's no doubts. There's nothing to doubt. There's no, is it right? Is it wrong? Doesn't exist. It's just when your mind is empty, clear like space, whatever's in front of you is fine. Do you have enough energy for it? Of course. It's not taking any energy. I find myself all week being incredibly helpful to people and situations without thinking about it, without being anxious about it, without wondering if I'm doing the right thing or not. Are people appreciating me or not appreciating me? All these things we do about our sense of self or lack of self-confidence or lack of, whatever, lack. It's all lack. But there is no such thing as lack, actually. So if you can just let those lights, those Christmas lights, remind you of the light you are in this darkness, and be that instead of all caught up, you know, then maybe you won't have that car accident. You won't get sick. You won't, you know, have an anxiety attack. You won't have a fight with your relatives. You won't, you know, blah, 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 the rest of it. Nothing wrong with all of that, because I mean, that's fertile ground for waking up. But why not just be awake? You see, it's right there in front of your nose. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to be any smarter. You don't have to go on 90-day retreats. You don't have to do anything. I know it sounds so simple. I get it. You know, we all struggle. We all suffer. I understand. I just want this to be an awakening kind of experience, instead of dread and scary or can't wait for it to be over with. Like it often was for me. I hated the holidays. Yeah, going out shopping and being with all these people running around with their carts and running you over and shit. And I'm going, hey, you know, all of that doesn't matter to me now. It can be that way. It doesn't have to matter. Really doesn't have to matter. You need to be a calm, natural, just be who you are person in the midst of all this, rather than get caught up in it. By getting caught up in it, you're just adding to the problem. So if you can just try to relax into who you are and what this is and just go through it, it's going to be easier, whatever it is. I'm not saying you won't get caught up. I mean, I do. And, you know, we all do. But I just try to remember. And that's why I'm mentioning the lights, because they're all over the place. Be a Buddha. You can do it. I know you can.
It's a trick, because you still get the thing, you know? Like I'm like, you know, saying something like, you know, be a good Buddha. So how do we quantify that for ourselves? And
you don't.
So it's
good and bad doesn't enter into it.
Yeah. So as we, you know, like you say, we come through this, you know, this season, it's a lot of things to judge and a lot of things to not judge. And you know, I know personally, I have a history where the season comes on and there are certain sentiments that are just, I've always had a certain feeling comes from when it begins to get cold, and you know, you start to get that certain feeling of simplicity to it.
Yes.
Mixed with all of the, you know, the extra, everything's extra. And you know, I like the concept of going through it simply in the interior.
Yeah.
Letting everything be what it is, because you can get it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have a choice in the matter, I guess, right? That's yes. You know, and the world doesn't get it at that choice. Take war, for example. People think it has to be that way. No. It's just a creation. Ignorance, greed, and anger. It's just the poisons at work. That's all it is. But people think, oh, it's just the way life is. No, it's not the way life is. Life is that light. When you understand your own nature, when you really get it, this world is filled with Buddhas. It's heaven world. That's not an illusion. It's not a fantasy. but seeing it as it actually is, beyond the dream, beyond the deluded experience of phenomenal life and death. Because actually, there's no life and death. We read the Heart Sutra all the time. What does it say over and over again? All these things we cling to, it says, they don't exist. But yet, and that's why this is so difficult for us. What do you mean? Pure nor impure. What do you mean? Feelings, perceptions, impulses, and knowledge don't exist. Experience them all the time. How can they not exist? It's just be that light. I've thought a lot about it. You know, every time we have a major conflict in the world, it really reaches huge frustration in my sense of being. I already know what the solution is to it. I really do. And I think if we're all free of our deluded views, we also know the solution to it. The kinds of choices we make when they're based on ignorance, greed, and anger lead to what it is we're experiencing. Period. There's no good guy. There's no bad guy. There's no righteousness. There's no evil. It's all bullshit. It all comes down to how you're perceiving yourself and your neighbor and the people around you and the rest of the planet and the rest of the beings. Are they underneath you? Are they less than you? Are they more than you? This dualistic playground of me and you, us and them. It's disaster. There should not be any nation in the world that doesn't include everybody. Exclude nobody. But that's not going to happen because we all have our territory. We all have our tribe. We all have our belonging to. And all of that is the reason we're suffering. And instead of getting rid of that and waking up, we hold on tightly and insist on it being more and more. And this same circle of samsara has been going on thousands of years. And all this being reborn and all these hell worlds is happening over and over and over and over again. While all these deluded beings are projecting and pushing this agenda, these hell worlds, they're doing it over and over and over, and they have no idea what they're doing. They don't know it. It's ignorance. They don't understand that that's the cause of why they suffer. It's their own ignorance is why they suffer. But they blame it on somebody else or something else. But it's their own ignorance. Only reason they suffer. Can't blame it on anybody else. Actually. And causes and conditions? Obviously. Someone grows up with fear, hatred, and anger. Do you think they're going to be loving, caring, and joyful? Of course not. It takes a lot of work to get past all that. That's what we do. That's why we get to know ourselves. The first stages of getting to know ourselves is dealing with all our deluded views, understanding that that's not who we are, and also understanding that we're all in it together. These very subtle, but normal truths that we don't get about reality, about how things actually are, those things all have to fall into line for us individually. We have to understand. We have to have wisdom. We have to understand why it is the way it is in our personal lives that we suffer. Then we can take the next step. The next step. And finally, we can see transcendence that transcends all of that, the non-dualistic reality of the universe, the great love. You can't see that from your limited understanding. You have to give all that up, and you have to be able to die to that and wake up. Or you won't do anything to change the world. As much as you think you are, it isn't going to happen. As long as you're caught up in the dualistic view of things, this and that, I and mine, yours and theirs, blah, 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 as long as you believe all that, it will never end. When you stop buying into all that, and you recognize your original nature, which is transcendent, is beyond that. It's before you were born. The original mind before you were born. That is where we are all at home. That's our home. That's it. Until we get there, all this stuff that we're experiencing, you know, we have responsibility for it. That's just the way it is. We have to own it. Before we can change it, we don't own it. You know? We're just going around kidding ourselves. So that's the dark side of things. Ignorance, greed, and anger. And we know it. But we all think there's a solution. We all think that if people thought like we thought, or like we think, if everybody saw things the way we see things, it would be a different world. It would be a better world. We have to go beyond all that. Thinking, 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 thinking. Making, 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 making. When we sit, we're waking up. We're letting our light shine. It's not being better than anyone else. It's not being different than or being a Buddhist or a Christian, whatever. It's not about that. Something that transcends all of that, and we have to understand about our nature, then we can work in this dreamscape. We can be masters in the dreamscape. Instead of sheep. There's a lot there, I know. I guess what I'm trying to say now is I'm not oblivious to the suffering of the planet and the world and individuals by saying, enjoy the lights. See? I'm not saying ignore it. I'm saying wake up to it so you can actually be something that has an impact, whether it's small in your little circle or big if you're one of those people that happens to have a large audience. You know, however, you know, if you're an awakened being, an awakened soul, man, cool. I'm all for it. Go for it. Let's see what you do. If you're living a deluded life, then, you know, well, that's that. See you next time around. It's so simple. There's just a few of us here, right? How can just a few of us have any sort of impact? That's so beyond any idea, few or many. Because few and many doesn't even enter into it. Even that is just this false notion of how things are. So there's a lot of false notions running around. But these lights, these Christmas lights, are truth staring you in the face. So enjoy knowing that about yourself. It's a good thing. There's something beautiful about that too, that spirit of people wanting to share. You know, they're not getting it. It's just, it's the surface. But underneath it all, it's what they are. It's who they are. They are kindness. They are love. They are compassion underneath it all. But do they get it? Not necessarily. I mean, as long, they'll look at it like, a deluded person will look at it like, well, if you're part of my tribe, then you get it, or my family. But if you're, voting Republican down the road, probably not. It's that kind of thing. It's like we make these judgments and these measurements of things. When we stop measuring because we're all kind of in it together, whether it's just enjoying a holiday or whatever, that we sort of leave that stuff behind momentarily, and we can kind of appreciate each other just for who we are. The stone lion roars.
Good night.
All right, good night.